of the year. Tomorrow is a dry day, good bit of sunshine, middle 50s tomorrow, and middle 50s on Sunday as well. There's a small chance of a shower on Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers by Sunday night. And then Monday is a warmer day with a high temperature up around 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. A man was found shot in his car yesterday afternoon, and now Montgomery police are investigating as a homicide. Authorities found the victim in the 2300 block of Stella Street, but believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block before the victim drove off and crashed. A grand jury has indicted a teenager on manslaughter charges in the fatal crash that killed Auburn University announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula last year. 16-year-old Johnston Edward Taylor was indicted on two counts of reckless manslaughter. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for January 30th. A former bookkeeper is facing up to 20 years in prison for stealing more than $13,000 from Goodwin Middle School in Montgomery. Tiffany Franklin, convicted of first-degree theft of property. The Attorney General's office says she pleaded guilty to stealing the money between September 2017 and June 2018. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Though I have to be completely honest, Jack. I'm sore as hell. Sore as H. Because I've been going by Express Fitness 24/7. I've hit it every day this week. Hit it hard. And so almost like every body part is sore. But it's what I asked for. It's what I'm going for. Working hard, been doing it for over a year now at Express Fitness 24/7. You know, I do some yoga at home, but the weightlifting needed to be done. And I love their new location. It's now 3331 Harrison Road, right where Hogan's Gym used to be. I mean, really what happened is Express Fitness 24/7 in Montgomery combined with Hogan's Gym. It's now Express Fitness 24/7 at the Hogan's Gym location. It's a one-time sign-up fee, folks, and then a very low month-to-month rate. You can take advantage with that membership of 24/7 access, use of state-of-the-art equipment from free weights and a lot of barbell workouts I've been doing, why I'm so sore, but also dumbbells, plate-loaded machines, cable weight machines, cardio machines galore, two different rooms, downstairs and upstairs with plenty of cardio equipment. And then they have a big activity room where they even have classes every night of the week, from HIIT workouts to Pilates to yoga, all sorts of stuff going on there at Express Fitness 24/7. When you stop by there, folks, be sure to tell them Joey from the radio sent you. I'm loving it. It's a great way to have a routine each day. The show can kind of be like, you know, we're just following the news, and I know pretty certainly what I'm going to be doing in the weight room, so I love it. You can check them out, though, not just the Montgomery location, but all over the River Region by going to expressfitness24.com. Expressfitness24.com. It's good to be fit, folks. Don't just be a person of the mind. Take care of that body, too. 272-9228. 272-9228. So, have you been following this impeachment crap much, Jack?
A little bit, but not in depth. I mean, not really.
You know, what's amazing to me is if you look at the ratings are almost on par with a normal news night. Like, Fox is at the top, then MSNBC, and then CNN. And for the cable networks, it's been about the same as they always get, about 7.5 million viewers or so. And that's not a good sign for the Democrats. Though I followed the impeachment hearings in the House. So when I'm hearing their presentation to the Senate, it isn't anything new. And the case, to reiterate the point I was making at the end of last hour, the case they're making is incredibly weak, and they know it. That's why he's going and stretching into these larger political themes. So we'll see where it goes. But this is, I don't know, not a good day for the Democrats. I think they're desperate. And really what I think they're trying to do is make a few senators in tough battleground states for the Senate look bad. And it's really all politics.
You know, I recall the Clinton impeachment, and there wasn't this fevered pitch among Republicans like there is among Democrats now. I mean, I think everybody knew Clinton lied. He committed perjury. That was one of the charges. But you know, I guess people have just been used to their president's lying over time. But
well, and the perjury,
I just don't remember the Republicans being so lathered up like these Democrats are. It's insane. Mainly because they don't have a case and they know it, and they've made all this stuff. I mean, going back to if anybody can trust the Democrats after Brett Kavanaugh, then you're a damn fool, is all I got to say. They made that whole thing up.
Well, the president's team will get going tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
They'll begin their defense arguments tomorrow. Not sure who will be going first, because it's going to be part rebuttal from what we've heard for these last 3 days, and then it'll be part their own outright presentations, their affirmative presentations. For instance, I'm really looking forward to Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah, I am too. He's so smart.
Democrat who voted for Hillary Clinton, supported Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is, I think it's going to be a very sound argument. And, you know, there is one so-called nuclear option. I think if the Republicans really believe they have the facts on their side and really want to reveal stuff, they do call witnesses and they call Hunter Biden. And it's not about picking on Hunter. It's just that Hunter is the thread. If you pull at it, the whole darn thing in Ukraine comes unraveled, and they get to reveal a lot. So I don't think they're going to go there, though, just from the sense of politics, in that it would take too much time. And the president could still invoke executive privilege. It wouldn't take a vote of the Senate.
I just think they need to clear Donald Trump and move on and let this Durham guy do the rest.
Amen. I agree with you. Yeah, I think that's
I don't think they ought to
happen.
Get bogged down and you know, going back and saying, well, you know, the Clintons sent $1 billion to Iran. We just don't, let's not go there. You know, let's take our ball and go home.
And also, let's be blunt. Again, not many Americans are watching this stuff. They're not as crazy as you and I, Jack.
Right.
And even people as crazy as you and I aren't watching every bit of it. So if you try to get into the weeds and into all these details of corruption and you know, all these schemes, I don't think many Americans are going to have the time for it, unfortunately. A lot of Americans, I think, are just frustrated in general with our politics. I think that it's my general feeling that we're so bogged down in this now partisan impeachment fight. And it was bad before, but you're right. I wasn't old enough to remember the 90s. All I really remember from the Clinton impeachment is...
it's not just about sex.
But, you know, these days we've got our own version of that. Again, Ted Cruz, summing up the day, said...
this afternoon we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Phrasing, Senator. Phrasing.
Can we play what Lindsey just said?
I'll have to find it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim.
Yeah, the good news is today is the last day for the shift shows, so that'll be a... that's good news.
Boy, that comes close to saying what you really wanted to say.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, I think everybody's got that drift. You know what I mean?
I'm afraid to say it. I think I would say the other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I'm glad. So, hey, I just, earlier today, I think y'all were talking about some of the candidates here in this second district here.
House we were. And what, you mean Congress?
Congress, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know, the Democrats, the two that are running there, they don't have a chance, so that's just a waste right there. But I've looked over these candidates, and I'm going with Barry.
Are you?
I think he looks like the best. I just don't, you know, Troy King, he's kind of like, you know, I'm just tired of him.
Well,
trying to move on. He keeps trying different things.
Kind of like
anybody I mean, he's a good guy.
I like Troy, but it's kind of the Roy Moore thing. You know, all right, you've been on the ballot, you know, X number of times. You know, it's time to move on.
Yeah, he needs to stick to appearing on Joe's talk show every day at 1 o'clock, 12, whatever that is he appears on all the time. But the other candidates and their people, check them out. There's a couple of them there that are just running, I think, because they don't have anything better to do. There's a guy there, I think his name's Robert Rogers.
Yeah, Bob Rogers.
Yeah, he says his campaign slogan is, "You gotta vote for Bob."
Wait, okay. I hope he runs ads again, because last time it's still stuck in my head, that jingle.
Oh.
Do you remember it, Jim?
No, but I mean, I remember, I can't, you know.
If you want change in District 2, better vote for Bob. Better vote for Bob.
Bob's problem is he's my age. I'll be 69 this year, so will Bob. Bob, it's time to move on to the retirement and move on. You know, we don't need somebody coming in there that's going to be 70 next year.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, you know, that's just, it's time to move on, Bob.
I did interview Bob last time. I found him to be a very interesting guy, nice guy, but I think your point stands, Jim.
No, he's just looking for some retirement stuff there. And like I said, so it's, you know, this there's a Terry Hasdorf.
Yeah, we had her on, and she was very articulate.
I thought she, I'll be blunt, folks, review my cards. I thought she was the real adult in the room. Like, right. I really was impressed with her competence and her talent.
Yeah, and she used to work for Newt Gingrich, so she has, you know, she knows a way around Washington. She just doesn't have the money to be ultra competitive.
Right. I think Barry's probably, because I just, you know, Jeff Coleman, I'm just sick of that stuff. I'm sorry. I know they do a lot of ads on your radio station there, but starting to drive me crazy with this crazy wife of his, but anyways, tired of hearing those things. And this thing that came up with him in this short waiting for the military with her overcharges on it. Something's going to come out about that. Something stinks right there.
Well, we had a Bill Britt on the show at 9 o'clock, and he talked in depth about that. So it is a real problem for Coleman.
Yeah, that's kind of like what he did was kind of like with this. There's a chicken plant in that used to be owned by ConAgra down there in Enterprise, and it's still there. It's called Country Pride now, but they got caught doing that, and they got sued. The government made them pay millions of dollars because they were weighing these chicken trucks. You know, come in with a live chicken.
Yeah.
Then they weigh them, and then they have what it would be if there were no chicken on the truck, and then they had their thumb on the scale. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely.
That's just low down, you know? So I'm not even talking about Coleman, but I think Barry Moore is a good choice. I checked out this Jessica Taylor. She seems to be hung up with selling basketballs or something on her website. I don't know what all that's about. She must have been a basketball player.
Part of that first ad she ran. Conservative squad.
She seems like a nice person. I just don't think that some of these people that just don't. I don't know if they're going to get up there and get sucked into all that hoopla going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to have. So I think Barry Moore. I'm going to get behind him, and I hope he can do it. We don't need somebody going up there that's already had some problems in the past with something like Coleman has. So that's my spill on it.
Well, Jim, thank you for the call, and have a good weekend, pal.
Yeah, y'all have a good one. I'm just going to – I know that I'm going to join the millions of people tomorrow. They're going to spend their Saturday, half of their day Saturday, watching the impeachment thing. Not.
Well, appreciate it, Jim.
Y'all have a good one.
You bye. Too. Well, let's quickly go back to the phones and go to Ron. Hey, Ron.
Hey.
How you doing?
Sounds like you're doing well. Good to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it, pal.
Now, Jack, anybody that's ever studied politics knows that name recognition like trumps pretty much anything, even money sometimes.
Ron, are you on speakerphone? Slow down. Are you on speakerphone?
No, I mean.
You sound a little muffled.
Yeah, sorry. Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
My bad. What I was saying is that name recognition generally trumps even money sometimes.
Oh, that's
so
true.
Even good publicity gets your name out there. Bad publicity gets your name out there.
Right.
Why do I know the name Barry Moore? Is it good publicity or bad publicity?
Well, Barry Moore was a state representative from Enterprise. I think he was elected in 2010, maybe. He was a big ally of Mike Hubbard, and he served. And then he ran, I think he ran 2 years ago for Congress. He ran in 2018 for Congress, but he wasn't in the legislature anymore. I think he term limited himself, and now he's running again for the congressional seat.
Okay. All right. Well, that was all I had.
All right. Well, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Papa B, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Joey.
How you doing?
How you doing? The sun's breaking through, so I guess I'm doing okay. There's a wet, sloppy nastiness here the last couple of days.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Papa B, but the weather affects my mood. I got to get worked up, like, because the rain gets me down.
I went to Publix late yesterday afternoon, and I thought, oh, my God, it's raining again. It's cold. I went home, and then I heard it start raining again last night. I thought, oh, my gosh.
Just gloomy, you know. Makes me want to go and crawl up in the bed or something.
Yep.
But I've been trying to watch this bunch of impeachment mess, and I don't think that the needle is moving one iota, either nationally or in Washington, D.C. So calling witnesses, an exercise in futility, my friend, I believe, because what are they going to say, you know, that is going to actually be meaningful? You know, I hope that they don't put us through it and they just kind of put this thing to death or let it die its own natural death here.
Well, I found it. That's funny. What I say.
You know, anybody with any sense, and then everybody knows now, you know, or everybody that wants to know knows that it's just, you know, a plain clown car show.
Yeah.
Or they think that it's very serious and they're not getting a fair shake on it. So, you know, you got these two camps, and the rest of the country is like, yeah, you know, can't we do something else, something different, or not even paying attention to it at all anyway. So, you know, what's the point in trying to care, you know, keep it going? I found it funny. Tucker Carlson said something funny the other day about Nancy Pelosi or one of the Democrats saying that they were going to re-impeach Trump, you know, if they didn't get their way. And he made the, he paraphrased George Wallace. Impeachment today, impeachment tomorrow, impeachment forever. And I thought that was a pretty clever, you know, little paraphrase there that he did about the Democrats. They're just that stubborn. They're just that stubborn-headed.
Well, I tell you what I think is going to happen, because they, during this whole process, have been all hat and no cattle. And I think what's going to end up happening to them is they're going to suffer at the ballot box next November, and some of them are going to get kicked out of the damn house because people are just sick of it.
I hope you're right. We can only hope that you're right about that.
I know. We got to have some good candidates, you know. That's the key.
It is, and hopefully there's, you know, those assembled now, you know. But honestly, I think Dan was the one that pointed this out, that we, you know, the Republicans only need to win back 20, and there are something like 30 of them that are, you know, kind of vulnerable.
Yeah, so I think that's right.
Keeping, you know, keeping the Senate and getting that House. And see, that's the thing. That's what the Democrats are really scared of, okay, when it comes right down to it. Yeah, they're scared of Trump. Yeah, they don't want the voters to have their voice heard. But in reality, they're scared they're losing power and control. And they've had it for all these decades. And now they are, you know, that's a threat.
Well, he's also shaking up.
That's why they're so animated.
Well, he's shaking up the entire power structure in the United States. Not just legislative seats, but deep state, intelligence community. He's going after all of them, and they're all scared to death because it's all about money and jobs.
Well, and think about it this way. A lot of these folks testifying against the president and the impeachment hearings in the House, and that the Democrats are playing clips of these last few days, they're all on the National Security Council, a lot of them. Some are State Department. But the National Security Council, President Obama added something like 100-something people to the NSC, which is crazy. And one thing it's rumored that Michael Flynn wanted to do is not only just whittle down and reform the National Security Council he would have been the head of, he wanted to do away with a lot of the redundancies in the intelligence community.
I think I'm all for that plan.
Yeah, he really heavily criticized the intelligence community located in D.C. as a bunch of troublemakers that really didn't provide valuable intelligence to anybody on the battlefield. And really are just sticking their nose in stuff all around the globe that we shouldn't be getting involved in the first place. So that's a good motivation why they took out Flynn so quickly and why they were actually targeting Flynn for 2 years before Trump ever came down that escalator.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got it exactly. What, you know, you're seeing and saying exactly what I'm thinking there. You know, one of the first things that Trump did, I believe it was the State Department that vaunted seventh floor or whatever. He just, you know, ran them all off. And so, they rolled down through, they're rolling down through these agencies and basically just, you know, cutting them back down to size, going after them branch and root. So, which has been needed. I mean, you know, it's overdue.
So, yeah, that's the reason that they're so animated. The Democrats are, because the Democrats, and for all practical purposes, they have been in control of all these agencies. They're the ones that are in charge of the deep state. You know, it's not just the elected officials of the Democrat Party. It's all these deep state operatives.
Well, no, they're bureaucrats. By their fighting back, they're revealing who they are, which is an incredible thing. We got to run. Thank you, Bobby.
All right, bud.
Thank you. 272-9228. 272-9228.
How are you, Durin? I'm Durin. We got somebody on the phone?
Yeah, we got Sammy on the line here.
Sammy.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam. How are you?
Hey, we're great. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thanks.
Hey, I just want to jump into this congressional race, and I just want to throw my support and my family's support to Barry Moore.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'd like to tell you why.
Okay.
Well, I think that he's just someone that, number one, he's got experience. He's been there. He knows what to do. When he speaks, you believe him. He's got this quality about him that just seems to be very genuine. When he speaks, you feel like you've known him your entire life. And I don't know. I've heard all the other candidates, and we're just going to be supporting Barry Moore.
Okay. Well, we've had him on this show, and he did a good job. I think enjoyed having him, that we had him on. But thanks for your views.
Hey, you're welcome. Keep up the good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sammy. 272-9228. We need to hit a break here.
Uh-huh.
272-9228. This is part of the program, folks. Guess what I'm thinking, Jack?
Jenkins.
Yep. Thinking Jenkins. You know, the other day I called 265-0792. 265-0792. Said, hey, guys, I'm working all morning, but y'all free? Got a free opening slot for, 3:30, 3:45. Need to come in and get an oil change, check the car generally. Said, of course. When I showed up, they were ready to go. It was quick, easy, great price point. It really worked out well. My little Roadster needs special attention and care, and they are on top of it. They were on top of it over at Jenkins Tire and Automotive because they can service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs. They have all the brand names of tires, so they know you'll find what you need. They're a comprehensive tire store and automotive service center here in Montgomery, Alabama, 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown Montgomery, about 2-3 blocks from the Alley Station, that little water tower down there. If you don't work in that area, but if you do work downtown, they're great for getting your vehicle serviced. But if you don't work in that area, they have a courtesy vehicle to take you to and from work while your vehicle is being serviced. And they really do it all. The monthly checklist program, I talk about that all the time because it's great. Once a month, you go in, they check out your vehicle, and they teach you a little owner maintenance along the way. But they can do all sorts of repairs, from big repairs like air conditioning repair to transmission repair to little things that go a long way, like windshield wiper blade replacements, air filter replacements, and run-of-the-mill oil changes and checkups. So check out Jenkins Tire and Automotive today. And if you have an outdoor vehicle, four-wheeler, side-by-side, tractor, you don't have to bring those outdoor vehicles into town. Jenkins Tire and Automotive will visit you on location with a service truck. Incredible service they offer there. So to make an appointment, 265-0792, 265-0792, or check them out online. You can make an appointment online, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Again, that is JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you again to Jenkins Tire and Automotive being great sponsors here of News and Views. From 9 to noon, I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
We'll be right back.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
Where we don't bang the table. Sometimes I want to.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228.
Hey, have you heard of Heirloom Jewelers at 6948 Vaughn Road?
Well, I certainly have.
Well, of course you have. Troop Booth has been in business, I don't know how many years he has, but it was his grandparents who started the business some 40-plus years ago. And he and his wife are the proprietors now. They're a true mom-and-pop operation. They specialize in estate and antique jewelry. They've got some beautiful stuff over there. So if you're interested in buying something for yourself or for a loved one or a friend, then go over there and take a look at their merchandise, because I mean, you'll be very impressed. And there's no middleman. He buys it direct and sells it to you. It's not like he's holding it for a company, and then it's just you and Troop Booth. And so his prices are very reasonable. Go over there and take a look, or I'll tell you, if you want to sell something you have that you're not using, or you think you just want to make a little money. He is certified by the Gemological Institute of America, the GIA. Make an appointment by calling 260-0066 and make an appointment to see Troop. He will, you take your merchandise with you over there. He'll take a look at it and appraise it. And if you can agree on a price, he'll send you home with a check in your hand. That's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughn Road. That's Heirloom Jewelers. You won't be disappointed. And tell them that Joey and Jack sent you by there.
Thank you again to Troop, the whole team over there. Yes. Heirloom Jewelers.
Good folks.
Good sponsor. Do great work. Let's very quickly, for just a little bit. You want to listen to Lindsey Graham?
Sure.
Go ahead, Lindsey. Go.
Taking evidentiary points and weaving a narrative, and we'll see if that narrative withstands scrutiny. Yesterday was a bit different. I don't know about you, but it became mind-numbing after a while. I got the general point you're trying to make the fourth time you told me. So they're over-trying their case, and I would just urge them to not do that because eventually it gets just hard to follow. But yesterday was substantively important, and in my view, Manager Garcia, who seems to be a very talented woman, I thought her rendition of there's no there, there with Joe Biden was misleading. Let me just tell you, she mentioned the 17 witnesses and none of them thinks Hunter Biden did anything wrong. I bet you none of them looked.
Mm-hmm.
And from a foreign policy point of view, as much as I like Joe Biden, and I do respect him, and I do admire him, and I've traveled the world with him, I think it's bad foreign policy if you're going to be in charge of dealing with corruption in the Ukraine, that your son hook up with the most corrupt company in the Ukraine and turn the Ukraine into an ATM machine. You worry about the Russians compromising us because of Burisma. When you put your family member in that situation, it's not good, folks. That's not bad. That's not good foreign policy. And Vice President said he didn't know anything about it. That questions whether or not how hard he was looking. Now, John Kerry's stepson was receiving money from companies in the Ukraine.
Ooh.
I guarantee you, none of these 17 foreign policy experts, I bet you they haven't spent 5 minutes looking at this, and if they have, I want the report. She told us in no uncertain terms, this has been debunked. It's baseless. It's phony. Well, I can tell you, and you can go read it for yourself, what the Trump family did in Russia and everything about Trump's campaign from the Mueller report. What they're trying to do is convince the public and people like us, just forget about this. I think this is a legitimate inquiry. I think it is bad foreign policy to allow what happened to happen. And there may be no criminal liability. It may be just conflicts of interest that are inappropriate. I don't know. I want somebody to look. I made sure that Mueller could look at the Trumps. My Democratic friends seem to have no interest in looking at something that screams to reek. Now, if you don't know one of your family members is getting $87,000 a month from the most corrupt gas company in the Ukraine, and it's your job to deal with corruption in the Ukraine, you're not looking very hard. Somebody needs to look, not to help Trump, but to help us all. Because that is not good foreign policy. It is not good government. And I don't accept the idea this has been looked at and there's no there there.
Whoa. Lindsey Graham.
A little bit on fire, isn't he?
Yeah, and this is where this impeachment story crafted by the Democrats and Adam Schiff in particular stopped being just about all Trump abused power and it started becoming a cover-up.
That's what this whole thing is about.
Yes. A cover-up for how much they failed on the Russia thing. They're still trying to resuscitate that narrative. It's really a distraction from what has come out from the Horowitz report and continued fallout from that report, as well as what John Durham's up to. So it's kind of a media distraction. It's an election strategy for the Democrats. And yes, there's a lot that went on with Ukraine that Rudy Giuliani has found. And Rudy didn't go there, in Rudy's own words, looking for dirt on Biden. Rudy was looking at other things, in his own words, to exonerate his client, the president. That's when all this Mueller stuff was going on. And it just happened that the Biden stuff was dropped in his lap. So for Lindsey to come out and say what he just did, this happened, 30, 40 minutes ago?
Yeah.
I think Lindsey Graham and other senators are not going to let the cover-up stand. And it makes me think even more that, no, we're not going to call witnesses, like you're saying, Jack, in the impeachment trial. We'll just deal with Hunter Biden and that pulling on that thread later. When Lindsay was table pounding there.
Yeah.
Table banging, as Senator Cruz said. Somebody needs to look into this. I believe that somebody is going to be Lindsey Graham. So
yeah, he probably will. Or John Durham is.
Durham may, but I think Durham's more focused on the FISA applications and that whole process. I'm not sure he'll get into Ukraine, but we'll see. We'll see. 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have improvements on the way just in time for the weekend. Look for high temperatures today to end up somewhere in the upper 50s. Tonight will be partly cloudy. Kind of chilly, but not too bad. Overnight low temperature in the mid-30s. That's average for this time of the year. Tomorrow is a dry day. Good bit of sunshine. Middle 50s tomorrow and middle 50s on Sunday as well. There's a small chance of a shower on Sunday afternoon, but a better chance of scattered showers by Sunday night. And then Monday is a warmer day with a high temperature up around 60. from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Wait a minute. Give me a break a second. Two, three, one, a two, a one, two, three.
Welcome back.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Coming into
a little Todd Rundgren.
This goes out to, this song goes out to Carolyn.
I think she probably likes this song.
That's why it's going out to her.
Sure, yeah.
272-9228 if you want to get in. Closing moments of the show here on a fine Friday.
What are you going to do this weekend?
Probably just a bunch of odds and ends, errands, like, need to restock. Because I went and visited my brother last weekend, so I didn't do all that stuff. I need to catch up a little bit. This week's been a good week, but running all over the place to make sure it happens. So, not much. How about you, Jack?
I think Carolyn and I are going to go out to dinner tomorrow night somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, we hadn't finalized everything. I'm going to pick my dog up at daycare middle of the afternoon today.
She's still restless?
Reacquaint myself with him. No, he does good now. He's calmed down a lot, thank God. But you know how it is.
Can I get something off my chest here?
Sure.
One of the things in this impeachment trial that does have me banging the table is the way the Democrats have essentially anointed Marie Yovanovitch, now former ambassador to Ukraine from the United States, as a saint. And one of the things they keep saying is that the prosecutor claimed she gave him a do not prosecute list. Well, he recanted his story.
Who?
The prosecutor's name is Lutsenko.
Oh, yeah.
And Lutsenko's the one who replaced Shokin, the guy that, you know, Joe Biden fired or got fired.
Yeah.
And you actually dig into the media accounts, and most of it is just an echo chamber of Bloomberg cites the New York Times cites the Washington Post. And finally, when you go down this rabbit hole of the story, he recanted a story. The story's debunked about this do not prosecute list. You finally find a Ukrainian paper. And what Lutsenko actually said, he did not recant his story. What he said, he clarified it. The person interviewing Lutsenko said, so she gave you a list, like she handed it to you. He said, no. She didn't hand me the list. She transmitted it verbally, and I wrote the names down. And the U.S. media has taken that to mean he recanted his story? No, he clarified that it wasn't a literal piece of paper or a napkin or hotel stationery like Lev Parnas used. He said, no, she transmitted. She was talking to him, and he wrote down the names. So he hasn't recanted crap. And yet they're running with it on the Senate floor.
The prosecutor that Joe Biden wanted to be fired was looking into Burisma.
Yeah, Shokin was, yes.
Yeah. So let's turn the table a little bit, and let's look at old Joe Biden interfering in an investigation of his son's company. Interesting.
Yeah.
But nobody says there's anything wrong with that for firing a prosecutor who might bring out that Hunter Biden was employed by Burisma.
Yep.
They don't want that to come out, so they've made up this whole story.
And the real story isn't conflict of interest of Hunter Biden serving on the board. The real story is, why would he be there in the first place?
Exactly.
And really what this story is, excuse me, pardon me, it's a story of money laundering. It's a story of billions of dollars of U.S. aid money, as well as other monies of the Ukrainian government just going poof, gone. Just gone.
Yeah.
Where did all that billions of dollars go? And that is why this oligarch in Ukraine would want somebody like the vice president's son on his board. As well as you just heard Lindsey Graham mention John Kerry. I looked across that chasm and I saw there was no corruption in Ukraine. Okay, John.
He's a damn liar, too.
The reason they want these folks is protection. And there are, I think, a lot of American interest in Americans who don't want this money laundering scheme unveiled.
No. That comes to light. Oh, my God.
And I hope it does come to light because this could be serious business. Well, it is serious business in Ukraine and that part of the world. And I don't think it's just Ukraine. I think there are these sorts of schemes going on all over the place. It's just, it's amazing to me. You know, we have to keep an eye out for corruption. But here's what your assumption should be, folks. If, excuse me, pardon me. Just my opinion. When it comes to government, assume corruption. Don't be surprised by it. Look out for it, but don't be surprised by it. It is a course of business, especially when you stop getting out of the very watchful eyes of people, say, domestically, and you start playing in foreign sandboxes. You get away with murder, even. So I hope this gets looked into further and further. And it's driving me up a wall to see how blatant what the Democrats are doing to try to cover this up. And they've gone to the point of impeachment and questioning the integrity of the upcoming election to cover things up. It's crazy.
It's absurd. It's unprecedented. And it's nauseating to think that we're going through this. The country should not be going through this.
But it should soon be over and done with. Then we'll have the Iowa caucuses. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have the State of the Union. And I think Americans, because we have short memories, will soon forget about all this. And we'll be moving on to 2020. I have a feeling, though, Donald Trump is not going to let people forget about certain little details, let's just say. And maybe the Democrats, Jack, made a huge mistake by, for 3 years now, questioning the integrity of the 2016 election.
Oh.
Because that now is an issue going into 2020. And, well, to quote Joe Biden, it's a big effing deal. More news and views when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month with no data caps and our 2-year price lock guarantee. These are savings you can count on. Learn more at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today. 799-1284.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Ilhan Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Little John Baez, Fountain of Sorrow.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I wanted to take a moment just to say thanks to station owner manager Rick Peters and to Joey and for having this opportunity to be on and bring our message to you guys in the hinterlands every morning from 9 to noon. It's been a real privilege and a lot of fun. And we just found out yesterday that this radio station has done extremely well in the ratings since the last survey was taken. And we have to take our hat off to all of our listeners and our callers. And so many people listen and don't call, and that's great. And we appreciate you, but we also appreciate our callers who call and unload. And some of them cuss us out. Some of us pat them on the back. But anyway, it's a real privilege to be on here every morning. And we want to bring you the best possible show we can.
Well,
so
thank you. Right back at you, Jack. And also thank you to Rick. Thank you to all the listeners. We've only just begun. We're only getting started here. And it's going to be, would you say, quite a year. 2020 looks bright.
I hope so.
Indeed. Well, thank y'all for listening, Jack and
have
I.
Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
We'll be back bright and early, 9 a.m. Dan Moore Show is next.